question. Are we ready? Good evening, Family Worship Center. Welcome to our Saturday evening service, and welcome to all of our friends and family on Facebook. This Friday evening, March 6th, actually March 5th, actually, we're going to be going deeper, 6 p.m. here at the church, the Going Deeper Bible Study. This is where Pastor Chris go into deeper truths. We go into deeper discussions of the kingdom of God. We go into the scriptures. You have a chance to ask questions. It's like, ask your pastor. So please come, 6 p.m. It's absolutely worth it. Power Fit. Pastor Kelly is doing Power Fit every Saturday morning starting at 10:30 a.m. Wednesday nights is another great thing. We're a busy little church, aren't we? We're busy. Wednesday evenings, phenomenal. 6:30 here in the sanctuary or the upper room, depending on the week. We have intercessory prayer. This isn't just come and listen to people pray. This is an actual encounter with God, with the Holy Spirit. It's amazing how the Holy Spirit shows up. You gotta come. You come. If you feel weary, if you feel tired, come. I promise you will be refreshed when you leave. I promise you'll be refreshed. Now, while this is going on, pastor's daughter, Jaywalking, which is our youth program, we really, really, really want to get this launched. So I know it's been rough with COVID, getting people here, but you know what? We really want to launch this. So 6:30, while we're having prayer, she'll be taking your kids out jaywalking, learning about Jesus. I'd like to introduce our pastor, Pastor Kelly, with a couple words.
Good evening, everyone. Good evening. Are you ready to worship? Amen. My spirit is burning. It's on fire. God is doing a fresh new thing. Do you feel it? Do you feel it? It's time to put away the negativity, the depression, what the enemy is trying to keep us in our homes and keep us locked up. God's people need to come alive, come out of their homes, shine like the light that we are. Hallelujah. Can I read a scripture? Isaiah 64, 1 and 2. Oh, hallelujah, that thou wouldest rend the heavens, that thou wouldest come down, that the mountain might flow at thy presence. And when the melting fire burneth, the fire causeth the waters to boil and to make thy name known to thy adversaries, that the nations may tremble at thy presence. Listen, who are the waters? Us. Amen. And when we come alive in Christ, that fire comes up within us and it begins to boil and it begins to burn. Look to your neighbor over here. Look to your neighbor over here. We got some fire in this house tonight. Fresh fire, fresh wind is going to come from the mountains. Hallelujah. And it is going to burn, hallelujah, our adversaries, that which is against us. Hallelujah. And I just wanted to say this more than any other time, beloved, we need the fresh fire of the Holy Ghost upon our lives today. This time, right now, hallelujah, right now, we need a fresh fire. Nothing can answer the confusing questions that the enemies are raising today. Nothing but our God can answer those questions. Hallelujah. The fresh fire of the Holy Ghost, when this fresh fire falls, the water will boil. Hallelujah. And the Bible says, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. Hallelujah. That is our heart's cry, that out of each of us will flow rivers of living water. I'm here tonight. I am an encourager. I love to bless the people of God. I want to tell you, I love you, that God thinks that you are highly favored, that you are a blessed people of God. Hallelujah. I said in my class today in Zephaniah 3:17, he rejoices over you. He sings songs over you. He dances over you. My God dances over you. Hallelujah. He is pleased with you. I welcome, I implore all those that are listening live. Hallelujah. I pray that you are blessed tonight. Amen. I pray in your homes that you get a word. And listen, those of you who are online, like us, heart us. Say amen if the service is ministering to you. Would you stand with me? Hallelujah. We have much to be thankful for. Hallelujah. Much. Look to your neighbor. Amen. Because greater are those that are with us here than anything that is against us. We have an army of people, of believers, that we are going to march and take the orders God has given us. Hallelujah. So, praise team, they're going to lead us in. Hallelujah. Sing and worship. Hallelujah. Dance. Whatever you feel. Amen. Express it. We thank you for the word of God tonight. So we're just going to come in prayer. Father, we love you. We adore you. And just as much as you love, or we love you, you love us. And your heart so burns for us, Lord. Hallelujah. Your heart burns for us. You rejoice over us. You dance over us. You are well pleased with us. Hallelujah. We thank you tonight for what you have already done in this house and what you will do. We thank you for the miracles. We thank you for the healings. We thank you for people that are set free and restored. Hallelujah. We ask any homes, Lord God, will just be restored tonight. Hallelujah. For you are a big God. Hallelujah. And there is nothing that my God cannot do. Hallelujah. So we thank you tonight. We worship you tonight. And we pour out our hearts before you. And we say thank you. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
We'll be right back. Something scandalous happened to Blessed be the Lord. Say, blessed be the Lord. Are you ready for this? Who daily, say who daily, loads me, loadeth us with benefits, even the God of our salvation, Selah. That God loads us with benefits, hallelujah. I challenge you here, this is God's word, amen. I said, this is God's word. Hallelujah. He's not a liar. Hallelujah. He declared it. Hallelujah. I desire, he desires to load you up with every need you need supplied with. Hallelujah. How many needs a supply? How many need healing tonight? Come on, lift up your hands. Hallelujah. Come on, he's the God of miracles. Amen. Come on. Hallelujah. I want you to know, hallelujah, there's been moments when I've been desperate for a miracle. I'm telling you, there's got to be, there's moments you just got to step out in faith and believe, take hold of it. I get desperate, and God's word says he loads me with benefits. I don't want you to leave this place without filling your basket. I don't know whether it might be joy. Depression might need to leave tonight. That you can overflow with the benefits of God. And God's got joy. Hallelujah. He's got joy. He's got peace. He's got love. Hallelujah. He wants to fill your basket up here tonight. Right here tonight. Right here tonight. Right here tonight. Right here tonight. I'm here to tell you, if nobody else wants it, I want to load my basket. Right here. Right here tonight. Right now. Right in this moment. Right now. I want to load up, God, right here, right now, by faith. I just want you to lift your hands. Close your eyes, right now. Oh, if it's healing right now, receive it in Jesus' name. If it's deliverance from addiction, got to leave. Hallelujah. Has no right. Lord, Father God, Lord, I ask right now, hallelujah, in the power of your name, hallelujah, for those that are watching right here tonight, if it's salvation, hallelujah, if it's salvation, if it's a miracle, whatever it might be, God, you desire to load us with your benefits, hallelujah, with your mercy, with all you are, because you're good, hallelujah, you're a good God, you're a good Father, hallelujah, you're a good Father, you're merciful, you're mighty, you're awesome, hallelujah, there's no equal, there's no one like our God, hallelujah. He's a roaring lion, hallelujah. Whom shall I fear, hallelujah. So here right now, God, we receive it. And we sing, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hey.
Hallelujah. Oh. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Come on, give him thanks right now. Give him thanks.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Come on, oh, let the roar.
Hallelujah.
Hey, hey.
Hallelujah.
Right now, you still do miracles. Hallelujah. You still do miracles. You're the same. Yesterday, your word says it, God. You're the same yesterday. Some say that you don't do miracles no more. That was before. But you're the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. You do miracles. You don't just do miracles. You are. Hallelujah. That's who you are. You're the healer. That's who you are. So God, Lord, we receive it, God, right here. We receive all that you have right here, right now. High blood pressure gone, hallelujah. Cholesterol be removed, hallelujah. Hallelujah, whatever it might be, hallelujah. Shake it off in Jesus' name. Shake it off, hallelujah. Fill your basket up with wholeness and healing in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah, you may be seated. Children can go to the classes. Hallelujah, with Lindsay and Beth, I think. Hallelujah. Beth? Nancy and who else? We just follow Lindsay. God bless you. Hallelujah. God bless you. Hallelujah. Woo. Hallelujah. Is that not the truth? Is that not the truth, man? God loads us up with benefits. It's in the Bible right there. I take God at His word. He's not a liar. Psalm 68, 19. It's right there. While we got you here, how many of you have been reading this every day? Come on. 1 Corinthians 13, if not, shame on you. 1 Corinthians 13, 1 through 13. This is we have these right before you go out, or it's in the Bible. But I really want right now in this moment, this day, sometimes people say, I don't know what to believe. I want you to know that, listen, this is what is real right here. Hallelujah. You know what your greatest weapon is? Love. You know what your greatest weapon is? Hallelujah. Battle of warfare is love. Hallelujah. It's just receiving. You know, worship is love. Worship is just basking in who He is and worshiping Him. Celebrating who He is and His love for me and my love for Him. Come on, amen. That's what it is. Come on, God don't need me to worship. He's got the whales. He's got the stars. Hallelujah. They make a melody better than I can make it. Hallelujah. But I need, hallelujah, to begin to talk about the goodness of God. I need to begin to celebrate who He is in the midst of my turmoil. Hallelujah. When it's dark. Hallelujah. When everything's going wrong, as I begin to worship God, something rises up within me. I don't know about you, but I'm helping you tonight because you might be battling something. I'm telling you, hallelujah, the weapons of your warfare, hallelujah, come with a song about who He is to you and for you and how much He loves you. Hallelujah. That you just bask in. All of a sudden, all of a sudden, hallelujah, you are just begin waiting in it. You just might be, some of you might be just worshiping ankle deep. It's safe there. That's called safe worship. You're not sure whether or not to lift your hands or clap your hands. That's all right. But you keep worshiping. And as you worship, all of a sudden, it becomes to get knee deep. And the current begins to move. And all of a sudden, the love of God will sweep you off your feet. Hallelujah. That all of a sudden, you become amazed. Hallelujah. Of the glory of the Lord. Hallelujah. And the house begins to get filled. Right here. The house. The house begins to get filled with the glory of God. Come Friday night, I'm going to tell you about the glory of God. Come Friday night, I'm going to tell you about the glory of God. It's more than smoke in the corner. I want you to see this, that you begin to worship, and then all of a sudden, you lose your feet. And sometimes you look foolish. I've done some foolish things when I was in the world. I can tell you, I got long stories. Today, I got a party. I'm having a party right here with myself and the Lord tonight. I pray you join me tonight. But listen, I don't matter. Because 33 years ago today. 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 33 years ago, hallelujah, I fell in love with God Almighty. I have fallen in love with Him. Never the same again. Hallelujah. And I want you to know, it hasn't been because I've worshiped safely. But I've worshiped with abandonment. Recklessly worshiping who He is. Because sometimes people won't understand your shout that you got within you. Someone might not know what God has walked you through. Come on, there's some things, hallelujah, that only those that are close to you know, hallelujah. It's the deepest things that have walked with you. And I'm here to tell you, it's God, hallelujah, that's walked with you through some things in your life, hallelujah, that nobody else did, hallelujah, that nobody else walked with you, hallelujah. No one was there, hallelujah, but I'm here to tell you, God was with you. God's walking with you. He ain't gonna leave you. He's not gonna leave you. Hallelujah. So just give in to His love. Hallelujah. Just dive right in. Hallelujah. And reckless abandon. Hallelujah. It's like that moment you just fall backwards. Man, you. I remember my daughter when she stood. Hallelujah. But she stood on the thing when she was ready to jump. And I said, jump, do you trust me? Yeah. Jump. No. Do you trust me? Yeah. Jump. After some coercion and making her, reminding herself nothing about her but me. Trust in me. She began to get her focus off everything else and just looked at me. You catch me. You catch me. And jumped. Light in my arms. I want you to hear this and know that God wants to increase your faith in 21. Hear me tonight. Those that are hungry, those that desire it, I'm telling you, He wants to load you up. He wants to reveal to you the greatness of who He is. And I want every bit of it. I want to be aware of it. Hallelujah. I just want to take hold of it with all that I have. Amen. And sometimes it's scary. Sometimes you're afraid. But I'm here to tell you, just jump in. Hallelujah. Just jump in. Sometimes I want you to know that these moments right here, sometimes in these moments you might feel that I said this before, that there was moments where that I had to come to a place where that I didn't care what anybody else thought about me anymore, that I was desperate to touch God, that I was desperate to get after Him. I was tired of what anybody thought about me, of, oh, you look how weak he is, look at him, or think about this. I'm tired of it. I'm desperate to grab hold of God, and I'm not going to let go. Hallelujah. And sometimes we express that in our worship, with our shout, with our praise, with our clap, with our dance. Hallelujah. That you can't help it but rejoice in the Lord. There's moments of faith where that God released that. Amen. Thank you. Praise things. Amen. Hallelujah. Come on, give God praise. Amen. Hallelujah. Don't get too comfortable. You get your shout on, all right? Amen. Hallelujah. We are participating together. I'm not here to, it's not a show or to wow you. But I'm here to express the goodness of God, to build up your faith, to stir you. Amen. Tell your neighbor, get ready to be stirred. Everybody that's streaming right now, I pray that you become stirred right now. Go ahead and stir it up. Come on. Amen. Stir it up. Hallelujah. I pray that you be stirred right here tonight. Amen. God bless you. Psalms 84. I got to get through these scriptures. Okay. So don't hold me up. All right. Psalms 84, which I've been wanting to get to for 2 weeks. It's no lie. How lovely, say how lovely, are the tabernacles of the Lord of hosts. How lovely are the dwelling places of God. My soul longeth, yea, even fainteth for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh cries for the living God. I want you to hear this and know that it's within you, that God created you, hallelujah, for a hunger for Him. He's already spotted within you this faith, this desire to say, man, I want more of God. And I want you to know that God's in control. Tell your neighbor God's in control. It's not the government we have to worry. Listen, we know that God is in control. I want to give you some peace. Amen. I want to speak to your hearts. I want you to be in the right place, in the right mind, to understand that God is still on the throne. He didn't take a break. Come on, I talked to him just this afternoon. And he told me he's good. Always. So God's in control, that we don't have to worry about whether or not God's in control or not. And I want you to hear this. And how do I know this? Because even the heathen is moved by God. Because listen, there's moments in even heathens when I was running from God, there was moments where I say, that's not right. I'm telling you, that's nothing in myself, but it's God. It's the Spirit of God, hallelujah, keeping things right. God's in control. He reigns over the heathen. Listen. He says, but my soul longeth even for fainteth for the courts. The word courts is, the courts of God always speaks of the entrance. Say entrance. That's why the Bible says, taste and see that the Lord is good. That tasting, open your mouth. It is the entrance. It's the entrance to the tabernacle. It is, tasting is an encounter. It's where you begin to encounter what you were about ready to eat. I want to help you tonight. Come on. It's when you encounter that thing you're about to partake of. And he says, taste and see, so that when you encounter God, what you see is your perspective will change. He says, listen to this. He says, how my soul longeth, even fainteth for the courts, for encounters. Tell your neighbor, encounters. I want you to know that here's the thing, that some people are so stiff. Sometimes people are religious. Sometimes people are worried about what anybody else would think about them. To have an encounter. I want you to know that it's the encounters of God that I've had with God. It's times of encounters through worship. Giving God moments of speaking to me. You know, God speaks, He talks to you through the Word. Through His words. How many of you guys know that He said everything He's gonna say, He said it. Everything. Sometimes people are looking for something else. I want you to know it's in the Word. That you can receive it. I'm here to tell you He's loaded us up with benefits. But you gotta seek it. You gotta look for it. Anything that's valuable, you dig for, you treasure, you find it, you search for it. When you lose your keys to your car to get somewhere. When you lose your phone. How many of you lost your phones? Oh my gosh. Where's it at? Or you get that moment where you're driving out of your driveway and you're like, where's my phone? She does it every time. I come walking through the door all the time. Kelly's like, what'd you forget? It's always my wallet usually. Because usually she has it. Come on, laugh. That's pretty good. He says, so listen, let's help me out here tonight. Let's get back in the spirit. He says, in the course of the Lord, my heart and my flesh, my heart and my flesh cries out for the living God, my heart. That no matter whether or not, see, I want you to know that that's why we try to fill ourselves with so many things to get our attention, so many things where we become addicted to. Well, I'm not not addicted to anything. There's a lot of things that we're addicted to that gets our attention, that we pay with our attention. If we just evaluate our lives and see how much time do I spend in certain areas and see, okay, well, whatever the most is, that's what I value. I'm preaching. And he says, listen, and he says, verse 4 says, blessed are they that dwell in the house. They will still be praising. Blessed is they that dwell in the house. Amen. That dwell in the house. I want you to just to take this place with it. It's a dwelling place. It's an encounter place that, you know, just like your house is, that you go home, that you're in your house, that you encounter things in your home. You encounter with it. That's the place where that you eat. That's the place where that you wash yourself. That's the place where you rest. That's where you, it's the place where that you find comfort. It's the place where that you can relax, you should be. But I want you to hear that the blessed are they that dwell in the house, that are dwelling in the house, that are abiding in that place, in that space, where that you're encountering God, whether you're receiving those things, where you're eating. You're blessed when you're eating, when you're receiving it, when you're being washed by the Word of God in the midst of those relationships with Him, that you're basking in that place in fellowship. Blessed is He. He says, blessed is the man whose strength is in you. This is what it's like. And whose hearts are the ways of them who passing through. I'm going to say this again. Wait. Blessed is the man whose strength is in you. In whose heart are the ways of them. That his ways are in your heart. Why? Because you've encountered with him. It's not just about what someone else says, that this is what God's like. No, no, no. It's your encounter with God. See, I want you to hear this, that 33 years ago today, I encountered God, and nobody can ever take that encounter that was real to me ever away from me. That's mine. And I want you to know that God wants to encounter you with you. Not just 33 years ago, but daily. We talk about it all the time that this is the day the Lord has made. This is the day that I've made for you to rejoice and be glad in it. But so many times, so many things, we talk about this, sometimes life gets louder than the truth. Life gets louder than truth. It gets noisy out there. It gets noisy out there. Sometimes things get really loud. Maybe it's those around us. And listen, I want you to know that sometimes we just have to get to the place where that we begin to listen. We need to go home. We need to get to that place. We need to come in that encounter with God where that we come into the courts, amen, with thanksgiving. We begin to focus on Him about how big He is, about how good He is. And something will rise up within you, hallelujah, that you weren't even sure was even in you, hallelujah. But I'm here to tell you it is in you. Because listen, I want you, while everything goes around, we're not to focus around everything around us, but we'll focus on what is in us. And Christ in you is the hope of glory. It's Christ in you. See, when we recognize what's in me and not what's around me, because greater is He that is in me than he that is in the world. I'm here to tell you, greater is He that's in you than he that's in the world. That's just not a nice memory verse. It's the truth. But the sound of things around you will cause you to forget. But worship and praise will remind you. Looking at the benefits and reading, the Bible says study to show yourself approved. You know what I do? I study the Word of God to look and find out all that he's caused me to be approved of. I'm not approved by my studying. I'm not approved by anything I do, but I'm approved what he did for me. I'm approved because of the blood, because of the cross. I'm approved because of what he did for me and what he's doing in me.
Amen.
Listen. He says, blessed are they whose heart, his ways are in our hearts of them. It's in our hearts. That we become consumed with him and not all the fears and everything around us. But let him consume us. Let him have place in our lives. Every one of us right here, I'm challenging every one of us that our faith grows, that we grow from strength to strength. We weren't meant to be the way we were last year. And sometimes because we don't grow, we get mad at God because we get overwhelmed with things around us. But all that time, God wants us to become aware of who he is. That when we face things, life, we could stand. That we could stand. He says, passing through the valley. That when you pass through, because you will, tell your neighbor you will. When you pass through the valley of Baca, that means the valley of weeping. And I'm not prophesying, I'm just saying, life happens. People don't always do you right. I'm going to talk over here. People don't always do you right. Sometimes people are stinkers. And they'll bring your their stink in your life. Because things happen. So that you go through the valley of Baca. But you, when you go through these things, I'm here to tell you, encourage you, that listen, he says that when you go through these things in your life, that you grow in strength in God, that you're trusting him. Because why? Because you had an encounter with God, that you've spent time with God. You might feel to yourself sometimes that the times that you pray, that you might not felt something overwhelming, but I'm here to tell you, hallelujah, there's things happening, there's moments that's taking place, something's taking place even within you, because you're sowing seeds. The Bible says, do not be weary. Do not be weary in well-doing. Do not be weary in sowing seeds, hallelujah, for you'll reap a harvest if you don't give up. And as you I'm here to tell you, there was times that my wife and I went through last month, moments. And man, I don't want to get into all of it, but overwhelming things that came upon us because of what we were going through. But we were determined to worship and to read the Word of God. Even when I didn't have the strength to do it. But we got up anyways. And kept sowing. Because I knew in my heart not to get weary. Don't faint, but keep sowing. Hallelujah. Keep sowing it on the area. Come on, just keep sowing. That grass, it might be bald in that area, like grass seed. And you just keep, that's what I did this summer when we were trying to grow grass. And every time I'd come home, there'd be a bald spot. I'd grab more grass and I'd keep sowing it. Now there's grass upon grass upon grass. Now I gotta cut. Think of myself, here's the guy that hates it and I'm planting it. I want a gravel drive yard, but she won't let me have it. It's tough to gravel 15 acres. He said, but blessed is the man whose strength. He said, for they walk through the valley of Baca, make it a well, and they make it a well. See, God wants to cause your valleys and to make them wells. Because they make a well, and a well is something that you dig down. See, it's in those moments, hallelujah, that you begin to dig. And instead of running, hallelujah, but you turn your face towards the Lord. You turn your way from all the things around you and you face the Lord. And in the midst of that, you begin to dig wells. That's what you do when you worship when you don't feel like it. That's what you do when you pray, hallelujah. Come on, when you spend that time in prayer, you're digging wells. Come on, tell someone you're digging wells. Tell someone else you're digging wells. Come on, you're digging wells, hallelujah. And as you're digging those wells, hallelujah, that it's going to produce water, living water. That'll take that dry place and make it a garden. I want you to know Christ in you, the hope of glory. What the enemy tried to do by turning paradise into a graveyard, God turned a garden or a graveyard into a garden. And he's in you. Listen, passing through the valley of Baca, make it a well. The rain also filleth the pools. They go forth from strength to strength. Every one of them in Zion appears before God. Go from strength to strength. This is what I want you to understand, that listen, that God will take you from one weakness that you have into his strength. Strength into strength. That you go from one level to another. Greater revealings of who he is as we walk with God. Encounters that we make with God. I'm going to give you this, so the scripture here. Let's look at Acts 3. Let's go there. Hallelujah, hallelujah. God wants us not to be shallow Christians, but he calls us to the deep. He calls us to the deep, and sometimes it's scary in those places. Sometimes it's those disciples that Jesus called them to come with him. And they left the things around them, things that were important to them. Sometimes some of those things aren't bad things, but I want you to realize that right here, right now, that God wants to have all your attention. And the Bible says in Mark 3, it says this. It says, and Jesus called those who he would, his disciples, and he ordained them. Say ordained. And this is what he ordained them for. So many times we look at this and we skip over this part right here, but this is the most powerful point I want you to get. He's ordained you not just to cast out demons or to lay hands on the sick, but he ordained you to be with him. He ordained you to be with him first, above everything else. First. Just go ahead and play. I wanted to share this because I feel that so many times us as Christians, that just like me, that we understand that we start somewhere with our walk with God, and not everybody is where I am, and I don't project faith on somebody to be where I am with God, or because I know what love looks like, and love is patient. And God's been patient with me because I believe I should be way farther than where I am, but I'm not, and that's okay. God's patient. It's what I do today. It's what I do right here, right now. So it doesn't matter. Tell your neighbor, it doesn't matter. Doesn't matter about yesterday, but right here, right now, it's what I do right now. It's whether or not that this moment right now that I take advantage of all that God has for me, that I move from strength to strength, that I get up, whatever it might be, that, man, it just might be, you might get knocked down, hallelujah, but I'm here to tell you, get back up again, hallelujah. Don't stay down. Don't stay down, hallelujah. See, the enemy wants you to stay down and give up and to quit, but you keep sowing seed, hallelujah. Stand back up again. Whether or not you got one hand that you can lift or you just worship like this, I have no strength, God. And God says that's okay. In your weakness, I am strong. Hallelujah. So you give me your weakness and I'll give you my strength. Hallelujah. I said, you give me your weakness right here, right now. Every one of us, whatever that might be, whatever it might be, you give it to me and I'll give you my strength. I'll give you my strength. See, there was a man that was weak, that every single Sunday, every service that they brought him in, and someone would bring him into the service. Someone would bring him into the gate beautiful, and they brought him there, whether or not he got to be dragged. Sometimes people, Christians, they got to get dragged to church. See, God wants to overwhelm you. Hallelujah. That you run into the house of God. Hallelujah. That you run. Hallelujah. That you become hungry for Him. And we don't do it in our strength. But as we seek God and ask Him, God, give me the strength to love you. Hallelujah. Give me the strength that you love you the way that you created me to love you, God. With all my heart, with all my soul, with all my strength, with all my might, everything within me. You made me to love you, God, that way. You commanded me to love. You will not give me a command that I cannot fulfill through Christ. Christ in me. So he was dragged there. They was dragged there for years and years and years. And everybody watched. Everybody knew. He'd sit at that place. Whew. But they brought him there. And that word beautiful means timely. Man. I want you to know that, listen, God will meet. He'll come every service to wait for you. To get beyond drag there. To get beyond that moment. To come up a little higher. So as they went there, he says he went there, and every time he went there and he was begging for something more. He was begging for a blessing, or can I have something? He was looking for something to get from somebody else. I want you to know God wants to be your source. He wants to be your supply. Hallelujah. Not an addiction. Come on. Not a pain, not a depression, not a hurt, not whatever that thing might be. He wants to be your supply. Whatever it might be. I'm here to, come on. I want to encourage you tonight. Whatever it might be, right here, right now. I pray I speak to your hearts. Whatever it might be. He does not want you just going through life, getting by. Dependent on somebody to give you something. But God says, I want you to know me in a fullness. I want you to experience. I want you to encounter me, that you would know, hallelujah, that you'll taste and see that I'm good. I don't want you just to hear Pastor Chris tell you about it. I want you to know it, hallelujah. I want you to encounter it. I want you to embrace it and to know it, hallelujah. So as he went there, they went, Peter and John, they came up to the place and they reached their hands out. They were hungry. He wanted something more. And would you stand to your feet? I want you to hear this. As he went to that place, he reached his hands out, and Peter and John, they took hold of him. They looked at him. They looked at him and they said, silver and gold have I none, but what I have give I thee. Hallelujah. Woo, hallelujah. I want you to know, hallelujah, you got more in you if you realize it. He just didn't know it yet. I want you to know this in our walk with God. When you first receive God in your life, you receive the Spirit by being born again. Every one of us we receive Christ. If you receive Him in your life, the Bible says you cannot come to the Father but through the Spirit. So we receive that in our lives. Just like every one of us, we're born with legs. But you don't know how to use them right away. See, that's the beautiful thing. See, that's the beautiful thing with God. That God, as you walk in the Spirit, you begin to learn to walk. Tell your neighbor, learn to walk. As you begin to get some leg strength, hallelujah, in the midst of experience, that something, do you know what it would do? I would entice my daughter for something for her to run to me, hallelujah. Because, listen, what she desired was greater than her falling over. She wanted what I had in my hand, maybe it was bubble gum, whatever that might be, that she wanted it more than falling down. I'm telling you, this is bigger than that, because I want you to know that God enticed me. He says, but what I have, such as I have, give I thee. And they reached his hand out. Whew. Took a hold of his right hand. And they began to lift him up. And I want you to know that it just didn't happen. He began to gain some strength as he began to get up. He began to stand up. I want you to, that's the scariest part sometimes, is getting up. But take hold of the strength that God is to you in that moment right now, and let Him lift you up. So that as He begins to lift you up, the Bible says this, it went from strength to strength. That as He leaped up, He began to run. The Bible says that he ran leaping and dancing and praising God. Hallelujah. He went from one dimension, from a place where he was drugged there to a place where he was overwhelmed, that he was captivated. Hallelujah. He was captivated. Hallelujah. He was overwhelmed by the goodness and mercies of God. So wherever you are right here, I pray this prayer. I want you to hear this. I want you to cry this cry. Every one of us, we sing this. That he stirs a fire within us right now, like never before. And we begin to cry out to God, say, God, Lord, I need a fire to burn within me. I need to consume whatever needs to consume, God. I pray for a fire to burn within me right here, right now. Let's close our eyes and minister to God.
Want you, God. I want more of you, God. Set a fire down in my soul that I can't contain and I can't control. I want more of you, God. I want more of you.
Don't look around, but I just want you to lift your hands. Hallelujah. Oh, come on, all those that are watching right now, right in your living room. Hallelujah. Just have an encounter right here with you and God. Hallelujah. Let him lift you up. Hallelujah.
One more. Set a fire down in my soul that I can't contain, that I can't control. I want more of you, God.
Hey,
I want more of you, God.
Hey,
set a fire down in my soul that I can't contain, that I can't control. I want more of you, God. I want more.
If anybody needs prayer,
to set a fire.
Come on, you're welcome to come. If you don't know Jesus as your Savior, come on, I want you to come right now.
I want more of you, God.
I want more. I want more of you, God.
Yeah.
To set a fire down in my soul that I can't contain, that I can't control.
I want more of you, God. I want more of you.
Come on, tell them tonight.
Set a fire down in my soul that I can't contain, that I can't control. I want more of you, God.
I want more. Come on, just step out of faith. Hallelujah.
Set a fire down in my soul that I can't contain, that I can't control.
I want more.
I want more of you, God.
Yeah.
I want more of you, God.
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 Yes.
I want more of you, God.
Feel the house right now.
I want more of you, God.
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 Set a fire down in my soul that I can't contain, that I can't control.
I want more of you, God. I want more of you, God. So set a fire down in my soul that I can't contain and I can't control. I want more of you, God. I want more of you, God.
Heavenly Father, right here, right now, God. Lord, as we come, hallelujah, as we came here tonight, dear God, that by faith we came to God, Lord, whether or not, Lord, I just pray for an increase of the fire to begin to burn, hallelujah, God. Father God, Lord, your word says to God that you, that David declared in your word, that you light his fire. He declared that you lit his fire. That because of that, that the fire that burned within him, that he was able to run through a troop and leap over a wall. Hallelujah. So, Father God, I pray, light a fire, hallelujah, that no matter what troop might be in my way, that I can run through it. No matter what wall it might be, that I can leap over it. Because greater is he that's in me. So I pray to stir the fire of faith. And each one here tonight, all those that are watching right here, right now, just receive that receive that. Say, I receive that tonight. I receive that tonight. Come on, praise team. Say, I receive that tonight. I receive that tonight. I pray for the fire. I pray for the fire. I pray for fire. Hallelujah. To stir our hearts, God. I pray for a hunger like never before. Oh, God. In everything within us, we'll begin to declare with all of our hearts that we are and highly favored. God's knocking. He's knocking on the door of your heart. Open up. Let him in. In Jesus' name. Anybody needs prayer, come on up. God bless you.